State governments across the country are looking for ways to close revenue gaps. Now, most politicians shrink from raising income or property taxes in an election year, so states are getting increasingly canny about finding new things to tax for more revenue. In Maine, there's a new proposed tax on birthday party clowns, as well as other entertainment services, including wedding DJs, comedians, and jugglers. What would Bozo do? Rob Woodman is a founder of Party Paluga, a company that offers face painting, balloon animals, and other children's fun at parties around Portland, Maine. Mr. Woodman, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
If this tax is approved, do you think it'll affect your business?
You know, it's tough to tell. There's many different factors, I think, that affect this. Most of our clients would probably find themselves in the mid to generally the high income kind of category. And I think these tax changes, based on the actual service that we provide, probably won't affect those high-income people too much. But on the other hand, you know, if low- to mid-income families are receiving some kind of tax reduction, then that may open the door for them to kind of jump over the line and afford bringing in someone to do the entertainment for little Jimmy's birthday party. Then they'll be paying a tax to hire me. So there may not be a net gain. I guess it just depends family to family and party to party.
I just wonder, since this tax has been proposed in Maine, has there been a clown lobby that's been formed to assert your interests?
No, we haven't united and marched the streets of Augusta yet, but people united back in November to get the veto clause on the referendum in June, which, you know, will hopefully increase some awareness and get people out there thinking about this thing. But, you know, with any tax change, it's tough because, you know, you add tax here and you take it off somewhere else, and you know, it fits in with the things that you choose to spend money on, because a lot of these increased tax items, such as, you know, clowning and hotels and auto rentals and prepared foods and these types of things, you know, a lot of those things would be probably considered some level of a luxury item.
If you had to economize, how would you do that in a clown service? Share floppy feet or something?
Yeah, we could do that. Give a balloon to two kids to share rather than one each. I'm not sure. I don't think that would go down too well, though, but...
You know, one thing I noticed looking over the proposed tax legislation, they're also contemplating tax increases to shoe repair shops and dry cleaners. And I'm just guessing, when you're a clown, you need to get your floppy feet repaired and your clown suit dry cleaned pretty frequently.
Yeah, definitely. There are a lot of items that you have to continually be picking up, and those things will impact it. I think it's tough when some of those basic services are tough, because I think that's when it starts to impact low to mid-income people who often rely on those services and have, you know, maybe a fixed budget for some of those items.
Well, Mr. Woodman, good clowning to you, sir.
Thank you.
Rob Woodman, who's a performer with Party Paluga, Children's Entertainment Company in Portland, Maine. This is NPR News.